I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back. And hey, this is the week that we always wait for. If you're not excited about tomorrow, a little over 12 hours, Nolan, from kickoff, first pitch, 2023 season, Dirtbags, you're missing a heartbeat if you're not. Last week, we had an unbelievable finish that we were talking about to the World Baseball Classic. A week later, hey, we're chomping at the bit. We're getting going. Everybody's starting out equal on the same platform, whether they're going to end up in the same platform after 162. We all know that's not going to happen. But tomorrow, after tomorrow's days, there's going to be half the league's going to be in first place and half's going to be in last place. What makes opening day so great? Wherever you are, wherever your team is, sit back, enjoy it, embrace it, watch as much baseball as you possibly can, because if it's anything like the World Baseball Classic, it will be phenomenal. It will be exciting. Yes, we've got some injuries that Nolan and I are going to talk to leading into the season and stuff like that. Some of them are a little bigger than you hope for with day one, but they're going to be able to overcome a lot of those teams that have those significant injuries. We're going to talk about, you know what, probably Judge's first game, Yankee Stadium, as the new captain since Derek Jeter. We got so much to talk about, everything across the platform. So, hey, sit back and enjoy it. Embrace it. Thanks for listening to us, as we always say. Thanks for being a part of the nation. All right. Before we do get going, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training device. You can find them at ripgrippro.com. Keep looking them up. Keep buying it. Great tool, great training aid. Very simple and easy to use, but enhances your hitting contact immensely. Truly believe in that product for sure. And then, of course, the rope trainer, our throwing favorite throwing training aid, pitching, doesn't matter. Any player on the field can use it, and you should use it. You should use it whether you're a little leaguer to a pro. It doesn't matter. It'll make your game different in the throwing part on so many levels, okay? All right, like I said, Dirtbags, great to have you back. Opening day, I am jacked. I know my man Nolan is jacked, and we're ready to get after it for sure on this episode because, heck, 4 months. 4 months of offseason, everything else that went into it. Last month, the World Baseball Classic. Life is great, baby, because it's opening day and it's baseball. So we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get rolling.
Scott for Scott's here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avins, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is sponsored by IBM. NASA collects a massive amount of Earth and geospatial data. IBM is building and applying new artificial intelligence technology to help NASA analyze this data and extract insights about our planet. IBM's technology can help scientists detect changes, such as natural disasters, crop activity, and wildlife habitats, to better understand current climate issues. IBM and NASA are also using IBM's AI technology to create an easily searchable body of Earth science literature, providing researchers convenient and timely access to scientific information. Raghu Ganti, principal researcher at IBM.
Researchers have already seen the potential for today's AI technology in language applications like chatbots. Now, IBM's work with NASA will show a new use for this technology, one that will help a community of scientists working on our most pressing climate issues.
This is just one way IBM's AI technology can be applied to many areas of business and society. To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower, because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, I mean, we can talk about all 30 teams. We can cover it all, and I don't know if we have enough time on this episode to do it, but where do you want to get started? I know you're rubbing at the chomping at the bit, and you're ready to roll, so run with it, big dog.
So, obviously, tomorrow, opening day. Everybody should be skipping work, skipping school, doing whatever. I didn't actually say that, but that's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, a call in sick. Man, baseball is back. Like, World Baseball Classic kicked it off. Let's be honest. World Baseball Classic, man, following that up, tough to follow up. Because that was phenomenal games. Now you get the opening day. Like you said in the intro, man, 15 teams are going to start 1-0. 15 teams are going to start 0-1. You better hope your team's not the 0-1 to start out. But here we go. Let's jump in with some of the offseason final news that just happened. Aaron Nola, him and the Philadelphia Phillies, obviously were in contract extension talks and everything like that. He imposed the basically opening day deadline that a lot of players seem to do. Going to be one of the big time free agents this upcoming offseason. Him and the Phillies didn't strike a deal. Aaron Nola says, well, you know what? That's basically it. Now, obviously, we talked about this back in February with Manny Machado. Manny Machado had imposed a deadline. I went on here saying, well, he's not going to do it. He's going to be a free agent. That's Manny Machado. A week later, a day later, after our podcast, that episode, he ends up signing the lucrative deal that he did. So, I mean, I'm not going to say never. He's still got basically the remainder of today and sometime tomorrow before their opening game actually starts. But it sounds like Aaron Nola might be in a bit different of a situation where he's going to be pretty much waiting unless the money talks. Right, that's what
you're talking about, general man. Yeah, you're talking about general manager Dave Dombrowski too, right? And Middleton and the ownership group, you know, pretty aggressive ownership group, and Dombrowski. So anything's possible there for sure. But absolutely, I mean, Nola's going into the start of the season out of the gate hot. They need him. They need him to get out of the gate hot, right? You got Harper down. You lost Rhys Hoskins over the last week, so. Let him concentrate on pitch and let him concentrate on what he does best.
Uh-huh. Now we got some injuries just to talk about. Obviously, Rhys Hoskins, he's probably the biggest one of the past week, just sticking with the Phillies, right? Tears his ACL, done for the year. That one's a tough one to obviously swallow. Tristan McKenzie out 8 weeks. Another tough one to swallow because he was probably going to slide in as either their two or their three to start out with. Out of the gate, obviously, behind Bieber. But, I mean, those aren't easy guys to lose. Like, let's be honest, the Phillies are already dealing without Bryce Harper for the better part of at least 45 days. Now, I've seen that they're not going to put him on the 60-day IL because there's a hope that he could be back before then. But, I mean, that's even not sounding too promising. Obviously losing Hoskins, now you're even down one more man, right? Like, that's a tough one to swallow. But McKenzie, yeah, I mean, that guy obviously last year was his breakout year. Came in there, not necessarily a blow-by-you guy, but loved living up in the zone, especially with that heater. I mean, it played well. It zips out of his hand. And by zip, I mean, it just comes out live, right? Like, it's only a 93 to 95, but it looks like it's coming in there probably 98, 90, like 9, because, I mean, it just blows guys away.
Well, for sure, right? He's so wiry and thin, and all of a sudden it just explodes out of his hand. So, absolutely, that's a tough one for Francona and the Guardians out of the gate. No question. Like you said, he probably slides in at the 2 spot, maybe 3 at the worst case or whatever. That's a tough one. For sure. And I know the Yankees too, same thing, right? You lose Rodon out of the gate, you lose Severino still. You know, I know they've been without Severino the last couple of years or whatever and that, but those are two guys you're expecting to run innings out there for the Yankees. And to lose them out of the gate, that's tough in that American League East. I don't care what anybody says. Get off to a good start and that can, well, you know, it's not gonna run the Yankees down because there's a lot of depth there and a lot of maturity and balance. But still, that's a tough, tough division. So I wouldn't want my number two, number three guys down.
Well, Severino, I mean, let's be honest. He's the same as Jack Flaherty as a Cardinal fan, right? Like, the guy has so much talent but can't stay healthy. So you can't even really 100%. Rely on him anymore at this point in time. And it's unfortunate, but, I mean, that's just the way that it is. So you just hope whatever you can get out of him, you get out of him, and that's a bonus. But Sticking with some more offseason news, right? So we got some contract extensions. You got Miles Michaelis, 2-year, $40 million contract extension. Nico Horner of the Chicago Cubs, 3-year, $35 million contract extension. And then probably the biggest one from this past week was the 7-year, $108 million extension for Andrés Giménez. Comes with a 8th-year player option. That basically kicks in at $23 million, with escalators that can increase it up to $24 million. So it is the largest pre-arbitration contract for a second baseman. Congratulations to Andrés Giménez, man. I mean, that was obviously the catalyst in the Francisco Lindor trade there a couple of years ago with the New York Mets. But the dude looked the part last year, and statistically, I mean, he had a better season than Frankie Lindor.
Absolutely, right? He was the guy that came back for Lindor, and right now the Guardians are ahead on that one. The guy, you know, in the playoffs, made it through to the second round, got a good young kid, saved a lot of money in the process. Hey, got him locked up, doing what the Guardians do with some of those good young players or whatever, and it's great to see them doing that again. Just like the Braves, right? Braves are set up for the next 6 years with all the contracts they've got going, so Guardians are starting to build that same juggernaut again. And they still got great pitching to go around it. So that's a fantastic signing. I love it.
So speaking of the Braves, this one's kind of interesting to me, right? So they basically designated Ian Anderson or sent him down. I don't know if he still has options or not. But they're going with two rookies in their starting rotation right out of the gate. Now, that one is bold to me. I get that they're both high picks. One of them was their former first-round pick, that Stuthers. But then the other kid, third round pick, like, those aren't necessarily easy things to go up against, especially with the way that the NL East is looking this year. For you to roll out two rookies, those rookies better be pretty legit.
Well, look at what they did last year with Strider, right?
No, I know.
You know, and again, I'm not saying they're going to come out and be a Strider again or whatever, but boy, it seems like everything they're doing right now, the Braves, over the last 5 years, 6 years, has been almost gold, right? It's been almost, they just do a good job down there. Let's be honest, right? They you don't often see them make a mistake. When they move a player up, they know he's ready, right? They gave Grisham a good long look over at shortstop this spring. Didn't like what they saw at the end of the day, you know. They got their thumb on the pulse really well down there. So, again, I'm not expecting Strider-like numbers out of these two kids. I agree with you, Nolan. It's asking a lot. But boy, they've rolled up a lot of really good young pitchers over the last 5 years. Soroka, sure, he had double Achilles tendon blowouts, but he looked legit too when he was on the field, right?
Yeah.
Before the injuries.
Yeah. No, that's just it, right? Like you said, every year it seems like they're rolling out new young guys that are coming up and they're ready to play. So, I mean, Jared Schuster and Dylan Dodd, good luck. Obviously, it's a tough task, though, man, going up against that NL East, especially the way that it looks on paper. Because even the Marlins aren't no slouch team anymore. Like, that's going to be a gauntlet for those young kids to come up there and try and go against. But, I mean, yeah, they gotta pick the brain of some of the veterans and everything like that. But not an easy task. So, jumping in, one last thing that I want to talk about quickly. This one's actually quite funny to me. Mike Trout. It finally sounds like there might be some motion on a trade, possibly. He said, this year, it is important that we make the playoffs after the excitement that I had in the World Baseball Classic. If they get out to a slow start, let the rumbling begin on a Mike Trout trade. Gosh, I'm hoping for that to happen. Every baseball fan should be hoping for that to happen. Because let's be honest, the Angels aren't going anywhere. They really aren't. Like, I'm sorry. Like, MLB The Show, I saw that they just released their predictions for the year and everything like that. And it has the Angels as a contender, basically, in the 83 to 91 win range. Come on. There's no way the Angels are contenders in the AL. Like, they're at best the third best team in that division.
You got the World Series favorite Astros, and then you got Mariners up and coming, right? And they got deeper again this year, the Mariners as well. So, I mean, all we can do is hope. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back after the break, and we're just going to keep rolling, baby.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, Nolan was running down the NL East the way it turned out and stuff like that. So we might as well just stay right in the East, Nolan, and talk about the AL East. What are you expecting out of there now that it's about to run? What do you think? I mean, the Blue Jays are coming out of spring training. Everybody seems to be healthy. They got to be ecstatic about that. It's a great way to start the season off for them. Now, the Yankees, we just spoke about.
The Jays are 0-3 to start.
Playing your Cardinals.
They got to go up against the spring training World Series champions, right? That's what they're deemed on all the social medias that I saw, and I was just laughing at that because that means absolutely nothing. The fact that that was even announced is hilarious to me. But either way, yeah, sorry, go on, Kirk.
No, that's great, though. That's what we're talking about, right? The excitement, and we always talk about, you know, do whatever you need to do to stay pumped up about this game. So that's funny, man. That's great that people are writing that in. But again, yeah, I mean, Blue Jays got to feel excited going into it. They got Bassett in behind Manoah and Gausman. That's pretty good three at the top of that rotation. We don't know what's at the 4-5 hole yet. We really don't know until probably maybe the middle of May before we really have an idea what we got in the rotation there. They certainly made it deeper in the bullpen this year and stuff like that. But again, give them a month and a half before you really see where they fit into that American League East and whether they can maintain and hold on to leads or not. I mean, hey, that offense, we know they can score inning one and inning nine if they need to. A great balance. I mean, you got Chapman down there with 27 home runs. What he's projected to hit about seventh or eighth, I think, out of the gate. Whit Merrifield there, a former steal leader, a former, you know, hit leader. He's batting down around the sixth or the nine hole to roll it over. That's great balance. And of course we know what's at the top. So you got to look good there. What do you think of Yoshida? How do you think he's going to fit in with Boston? I don't expect Boston to be there. They're going to battle with Baltimore, I think, maybe 4-5 hole or whatever in that. But what do you think of the Yoshida kid?
No, I mean, he's looked good. Everything that we saw in the World Baseball Classic, dude looked like a baller. Comes out, immediately hits home runs in spring training with the Red Sox as well. Like, he looks like a good player. I mean, I don't know exactly what to expect out of him. But realistically, something in that 285 with 20 home run range, I mean, that's kind of what the projections are saying. Like, I mean, we can't judge a player well enough unless they come up through the American system, right? Like, we just don't get to watch the Japanese Nippon Baseball Professional League over there the same way that we do with, like, our minor leagues or our college or anything like that, right? Where it's like, okay, we had this scouting and everything like that on all these kids. So, I mean, from what I hear, yeah, about 285, 20 home runs, somewhere in that 80 RBI, 75 run category. I'd imagine he'll probably bat in the two slot. I'm kind of just thinking, like, I'd put him ahead of Devers, obviously. I don't know what he's like as non-base guy. Like, I don't know if he draws a lot of walks or anything like that. But it seems like he's got great hand-eye coordination and everything like that from what we've seen. So, I'm going to say, he'll probably be in the running for AL Rookie of the Year this year. Profiles well, he's looked good from what we've seen. I like the kid, but like you said, I can't see Boston being any better than the four seed. Baltimore, I'd imagine, would probably be better than them. So realistically, I'd have Boston at the five, Baltimore four, Tampa Bay three, Yankees two, and the Jays one. Just because the Yankees are already dealing with the pitching injuries and everything like that, and they still have that outfield conundrum to try and sort out. Like, even that, man, like, that's still an experiment for them, no matter what anybody says. Like, you're looking at it, Volpe, I get it, he had a great spring, but dude's still a rookie. Like, I don't know what to expect from the kid, but I mean, hell, he looked good. He's made the opening day roster. Cheers to you. Congrats. I'm still looking at that Jays team, man. That's a legit team.
Yeah, I mean, Volpe looked phenomenal to me for sure. So before we leave Boston, over under 20 starts this season for Chris Sale.
Oh, baseball sake, I say over. Like, just getting to watch Chris Sale. Just getting to watch Chris Sale, man. Like, he's legit when he's healthy. But unfortunately, he hasn't been healthy. So, I mean, I'm hoping this is the year where he can keep it all together. Same as Jacob DeGrom, right? Like, you're hoping that they get over that 20 starts. I'm going to say he gets over it, but it's not a guarantee.
There you go. All the excitement around the Orioles. All the excitement, obviously, ending last season, going into this season. Did they take a step back? Are we expecting too much out of the Orioles, or do they continue the progression?
What do you mean by a step back? Like last year was definitely an overperformance. They won 85 games. But, like, is a step back, like 75 games? Is it 80 games?
No, I'm saying around 500. Did they play 500 ball over a whole season with all that excitement?
Yeah, I think they should. Gunnar Henderson looks legit. Another year, Adley Rutschman back there behind the plate. I mean, once he came up, he was the best catcher in baseball. That makes a huge difference. Grayson Rodriguez, you know, is knocking on the door. I could see him coming up. Obviously, he got sent down after spring training and everything like that. But still, like, he looks legit. He's the number two pitcher or pitching prospect for a reason. I mean, I don't believe that they're going to win 85 games again. But hovering around that 500 mark, certainly. Like, I think they'll be better situation than what the Detroit Tigers were there last year compared to 2 years ago, right? Where the Tigers 2 years ago, it looked like they were in it. And then all of a sudden last year, they just fell right off the map. And especially Brandon Hyde. Like, Brandon Hyde's a good manager. I'm not going to knock the dude. He's a good manager. So I could very easily see that team hovering right around that 500 mark, especially this year, right? Everybody's got to keep this in mind. They're not playing 19 games in division anymore. It went down to 13 games. So they don't have the gauntlet of the AL East 19 times, like, well, 80 games each year, right? It's down to all of a sudden 65 games. And there's a lot of winnable games in the AL Central and AL West.
Yeah, there is. For sure there is. Rays, does Wander Franco stay on the field enough this year or whatever and that to become? I'm not saying MVP, like everybody's kind of looking for him to achieve at some point in his career. I think too many players in the AL are just too much better than him right now or whatever, for sure. Shohei Judge to be example, plus the Jay guys. But is he able to stay on the field enough to be Tampa Bay's MVP this year? Because they're going to need him. They're going to need him if he's going to compete. We know they're going to be fine pitching. They'll figure it out. They always do.
Well, he needs to be essentially Bobby Witt last year. He needs to be that 2020 guy, 280 hitter, and be on the field for at least 130 games. If he's not, then the Rays are screwed. Plain and simple. Right? Because that guy ultimately is the catalyst in that entire lineup. Like, he's the guy that obviously offers probably the highest upside. Maybe outside Randy Rosarena. Like, but both of those guys, I mean, let's be honest. If Wander's not there, then they can pitch around Randy a lot easier.
Knowing,
100%. Yeah. Like, so that's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah, he's got to be there 130 games, play good defense at shortstop, and be a 2020 guy.
All right, let's slide over to the AL Central. Guardians, I think, you know what? I look for them to repeat what they are. Great pitching, serviceable offense and defense. But in that division right now, it just seems like that's good enough or whatever or not. But we got them talking about in Minnesota, Joey Gallo at leadoff. To me, that's not a bad idea. That's maybe not a bad idea because he's got some good hitters behind him. You're looking at a Buxton, you're looking at a Correa, you're looking at a Reyes. You got some good guys. I think he sees more fastballs in the leadoff. That might make some sense. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely an interesting strategy. He's a guy that certainly has a great eye up at the plate. Obviously, I get it. People are going to say the strikeout numbers are through the roof, and yes, they are. But he's still walking at an incredible rate and everything like that. So I don't think necessarily he has to be that 250 hitter to be considered a good leadoff hitter. If he can slide in there at a 230, 220 even, 20-plus home runs, because the guy's durable. It's not like he really ever gets injured outside of that year that basically he was putting up the MVP numbers. Right.
Like, do you think Minnesota has enough to compete with the Guardians this year?
Yes, because of the Pablo Lopez trade. Like, I get it, Luis Arraez, obviously, last year was your AL batting champion and everything like that, so giving him up is obviously a tough pill to swallow. But Pablo Lopez is a nice piece that can slide in there behind Sonny Gray and everything like that. Now, I get that he's going to be the opening day pitcher up there in Minnesota, like Pablo Lopez is. But still, I those two is a nice 1-2 punch. I think it's going to be good, but at the same time, I think they do need to add another starting pitcher in order to get ahead of Cleveland. Obviously, the Tristan McKenzie thing hurts. Bo Naylor, I don't see it with Bo Naylor.
No.
Just from watching Team Canada and everything like that, and you're going with him as your rookie catcher, it's not like he was Adley Rutschman. It's not like he's a JT Realmuto, Yadier Molina, anybody like that. Like, I get that those are high comps and everything like that, but still, like, that's kind of what the floor is right now. It's just kind of like, okay, man, like, you're supposed to be this guy coming up and everything like that, and the way that they've talked about him over the past couple of years in the Guardian system, it's like, man, they have super high hopes, but I just don't see it with them. So that's my only pause with the Guardians. Like, the rest of the team looks phenomenal. Jose Ramirez is going to be a top three MVP guy again. That was a name that you didn't even mention for the MVP race. That guy year in, year out, top absolutely. Three. Like, he's
100%. It sounds like he's fully healthy again and ready to roll. So a year ago, we're talking about the Chicago White Sox, and everybody in baseball world's talking about the Chicago White Sox. Where do you see them? Do those guys start to go on the right trajectory and get going? I mean, Dylan Cease is going to probably be Dylan Cease, right? But the rest of the team around him, are they going to be able to compete in there?
Nope. Eloy needs to stay healthy. Luis needs to finally be Luis Robert that everybody's talked about. Lance Lynn obviously needs to have a bounce back year. The loss of Liam Hendricks obviously is hurtful beyond belief. I mean, that one just sucks, right? But it doesn't sound like he's going to be on the 60-day IL to open up this season. Everything that I've heard has gone well with his cancer progression and everything like that. But ultimately, it comes down to losing Jose Abreu. You can't lose your clubhouse guy and expect to take that next step forward. So,
in Kansas City, we'll talk about them after the break, and then we'll go over to the NL Central and out west, Dirtbags. We'll be right back.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons, and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss.
Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going
to
take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, That's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We were talking about the AL Central before the break. And Nolan, Kansas City, what do you see out of Kansas City?
Yeah, Matt Quatrero's just got to figure out what he's got for bodies there. Vinny Pasquantino obviously came up last year, looked pretty good, had a good World Baseball Classic for Team Italy. Salvi Perez is going to be Salvi Perez, Mr. Durable back there. Zach Greinke gets the opening day nod. Outside of that, yeah, it's just about those young kids just taking the next step forward, right? Bobby Witt Jr., you want to see what that guy can do for a full 162.
For sure, for sure. So, hey, being a Cardinals fan, do you want to go NL Central or you want to lead them until the end and go out west?
No, we'll just stick to the NL Central, right? So, Cardinals, obviously, right. Good team. The loss of Wainwright for a couple of weeks, I think that's going to hurt them a little bit. But at the same time, they got great depth, man. The Cardinals are a very deep team all across the board. Obviously, Goldschmidt, Arenado, they're going to be in the contention for NL MVP again. Realistically, it's their division to lose.
Yeah, I mean, how excited are you about the Jordan Walker kid?
Yeah, I know. He looks good. He looks freaking phenomenal, man. Like, he was a guy that everybody had their eyes on. Big horse of a kid, man. 6'5", 250, five-tool player. Like, he's got elite speed, great arm out in the outfield. Obviously, transitioning from third base to the outfield. But it's going to be interesting to see what he does for a full season up here in the bigs. It's also going to be interesting to see what they do with the rest of the outfielders, right? Because obviously he's got to replace either Lars Nootbaar, who highly respected player right now, I'd say, throughout baseball community and everything like that. Obviously, huge Japanese guy right now just because of the pepper grinder that he brought out over there for their celebration and everything like that. Tyler O'Neill, former Gold Glove winner, former top 10 MVP guy a couple years ago. So, I mean, if he can stay healthy, it's going to be interesting. Dylan Carlson also, I mean, he's definitely the best defensive outfielder that the Cardinals have. So you got to factor in all those things as well as the DH spot, right? DH, you got Nolan Gorman, who, I mean, he's looked elite this freaking spring, man. The guy's been tearing the cover off the ball. Brendan Donovan's going to be the starting second baseman. So that's what I'm saying. It's a deep team. They'll be able to do whatever they want, basically.
Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Peralta. A lot like the Jays, right? Really good rotation right there. I think those three guys keep them in the hunt, don't they?
Freddie's got to stay healthy. Jesse Winker's got to bounce back. Obviously, he was a part of that Colton Wong trade in the offseason. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. I don't like the Brewers personally. And I'm not just saying that as a Cardinals fan. Like, I'm just saying based on years prior. You got to hope Christian Yelich turns back the clock a little bit and regains some of his MVP form if the Brewers really want to make that push in the Central.
All right. Cincinnati Reds. You got Votto out for the first month probably or whatever. Still just rehabbing that shoulder surgery or whatever. Probably looking at maybe the end of his career too this year. It's hard to say. But, you know, Jonathan India needs to actually make a move forward. Other than that, I mean, what is there? There's Hunter Green to be excited about right now, right?
Tyler Stevenson.
And no disrespect to Cincinnati. Stevenson too, for sure. I mean, Nick Lodolo, you know, they got some nice looking pieces there that are going to be fun to watch, but they're going to have to keep growing as well, right?
Yeah, Garrett Ashcraft as well there, sliding in as the three pitcher. They got some nice options, definitely. They need their pitchers just to get another year under the belt and everything like that. Realistic expectations for them, maybe 65 wins.
What about the Cubbies? Interesting for me. Cubbies could be interesting. They could be in the hunt and stuff like that. There's something about them that intrigues me. And David Ross, again, I think he's just another year of experience managing. Teams, seen some rebuild teams. He's back into a pretty solid looking team. Nothing fancy, nothing that blows you away, but just some really good veterans to me. I think, you know, they stick around for a while.
Well, they went out, they got Dansby Swanson for a reason, right? You get Marcus Stroman as the de facto ace there. I don't know, man. It's the biggest issue is, right, they lose Wilson Contreras and they never really went out and replaced him. Like, that was the guy that was middle of the order, their starting catcher. I get it that he wasn't necessarily a true starting catcher in the sense where he's starting 115 plus games a year, but still, that was their catcher. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that going forward and everything like that. Another year of just a bunch of guys kind of sliding in there and fighting for spots and everything like that. It reminds me a lot of a more expensive Oakland Athletics team, where it's a bunch of guys that were former players on different teams and everything like that that never really panned out, that they found a home with the Cubs. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting, but same thing. I can't really see them being more than a 75-win team.
Pirates. Got some nice young pieces. They're not a Baltimore Orioles yet to me, for sure, or whatever, and that. But some nice ones. O'Neill Cruz, you know, they got to figure out the Brian Reynolds situation or whatever, and that. Brian Hayes maybe takes a step forward or whatever. Bednar at the back end of the, he closes the door, no question about it or whatever. I think they're good there. No pitching or whatever and stuff like that. But again, I just think another year of maturation for those guys and keep them moving in the right directions. Okay. Obviously, let's go to the AL to start with. So Astros, we already know you're without Altuve, but they're fine. Probably the best pitching depth in all of baseball right now. And that lineup is great. They went out and got Abreu. So everybody knows where they are. I'll put them right at the top. I won't even around. I think you too. So let's go ahead. What does Texas look like? I know we've talked about it before, but what do you really think Texas is on that pitching staff?
20 games max out of 3/4 of their guys, 4/5 of their rotation, bunch of IL. Let's be honest, man. That's what their guys are. Over the past 3 years, 4 years, it's a bunch of guys that have been on the IL that they backed up the Brink truck for. Hey, Eovaldi, he's looked good this spring. I don't know what he's going to give you. Jacob DeGrom, I don't know what he's going to give you. They look phenomenal, but they're guys that haven't stayed healthy. So I can't sit here say that they're going to be an 85-plus win team. Like Josh Jung, I wish him the best. I think he's going to be a legitimate third baseman. Obviously, he's going to be there full-time this year. Adolis Garcia, he'll be a guy right in there. He might even push for top 10 MVP by the end of the year with the way that he looked last year. It's a team that realistically I don't know what to expect out of. If they're all healthy and they can somehow remain healthy for the duration of the season, sure, they very easily could win 85 games because they went out and they got a good enough team. But end of the day,
I was going to say, does Seager elevate himself into MVP status?
Yeah. If they win over 85 games.
Okay.
Like it's the same as Semien, right? Semien and Seager, they need to do exactly what they did last year down the stretch, not at the start. At the start, they saw stretch, they did good.
Absolutely. They got to come out of the gate hot. There's no question about it. So, you know, we talked about the Angels or whatever, and that obviously it's Shohei, it's Mike. Anthony Rendon has looked phenomenal this spring. It looks like he's back. But again, you never know until we get to probably June and he's still on the field. Then we can start having a different conversation. They're losing Jared Walsh out of the gate at first base. That's a pretty significant knock. And the thing is, we just don't know what the pitching is. We just don't know, right? Tyler Anderson coming in behind Shohei and stuff like that. There's a few trades or additions. They're deeper for sure. But I just don't think they're there yet for sure.
Well, they're deeper at the major league level, but that's it, right? They still have zero prospects, the Angels. Like that's a team that they're relying on their guys to stay healthy or else they're screwed.
Yeah, and I mean, no disrespect to Oakland fans out there at all and stuff like that. We feel for you. We honestly feel for you and stuff like that. But it's just going to be another dog-eat-dog game day in, day out if you're an Oakland Athletics fan or whatever and stuff like that. So let's shoot up to the Mariners. They look good to me. They look really good. They look really exciting, and they're deeper this year.
Past 2 years, they've won over 90. This year, they're winning over 95.
I think so too, man. I'm excited about that team. You're a Mariners, and you got to be electrified. There's no question. Excitement all around that. So let's slide on over to the NL West. I mean, Padres, I think the Padres, with how active they've been, and I mean, it's an all-star team on the field. I mean, you can talk up and down all you want. Let's just be honest about it. They're an all-star team up and down the field. They're the Dodgers of the last 3-4 years to me. So the Dodgers in behind, I know they still got to beat the Dodgers or whatever and that, but I got the Dodgers at the 2-hole. Diamondbacks at the three hole, Giants in the four, and Colorado in fifth. I don't know. How do you see it shaking out?
Yeah. No, Padres will be one. Depends on how Tatis is. But make no mistake, the Dodgers are still the team to beat in that NL West. But I just can't see them actually being the team to beat this year. Like the Padres right now, once Tatis comes back, man, that's a good team. That's a good, good
yeah,
team.
Yeah, absolutely, that's, right?
There should be a 100-win team.
If you're looking forward to some things or whatever, and I think you're looking forward to that young Diamondbacks team, I'm looking forward to seeing Conforto in the Giants, seeing what he looks like after being out for a year and stuff like that. So, but we've got about 3.5 minutes rolling in this segment. And so let's go ahead and have some fun like we always do or whatever. And that let's go ahead and awards AL MVP. Who do you got?
Kyle Tucker.
All right. I'm going Shohei. NL MVP.
Arenado.
Crazy you said that. I'm going to say the same thing. I got Arenado. AL, Cy Young.
Ooh, see, this one's a little bit tougher because the Cy Young's wide open. And there was a guy last year down in Tampa Bay who was the Cy Young until he got injured. Shane McClanahan. Let's run it back, Shane. Let's run it back.
You're going with him? I'm going to go with Garrett Cole. I think he gets over the hump this year. I think he does. So.
Okay.
And Cy Young.
And I'll Cy Young. Corbin Burns.
Ooh. I'm stumped, to be quite honest with you. I'm rolling some different guys through my head. Boy, NL Cy Young. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go Alcantara again. I think he repeats. I think he does. So, Rookie of the Year. AL.
Oh, see, this one's tough because there's so many guys here, right? Like I said, like I would go Yoshida just because he's older than all these other guys and everything like that. But if Anthony Volpe can stay up at the big league level and actually produce just because he's a New York Yankees shortstop, I think he'll win it. But it's tough to bet against Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar Henderson would be my two.
Okay, I'm going to go Gunnar Henderson. That's who I had. NL, Rookie of the Year.
Walker.
Walker. I'm there with you on that one.
With him being up full year. Like Corbin Carroll should win it just because he will be there the whole year without any sort of competition or anything like that for a starting spot in Arizona compared to Jordan Walker where he'll have competition. But Jordan Walker ultimately is the better player.
Yeah, I'm there with you. AL Manager of the Year.
Service.
Good call. I'm going to go Johnny Schneider up in Toronto.
Okay.
NL, Manager of the Year.
See, this one's tough, right? Because there's so many guys. Robbie Thompson.
Ooh, you think he comes back?
Well, I think they win the East this year.
Okay. I know he's got a team stacked around him for sure. There's no question about it. And it's an easy pick maybe, but I don't think it is. I think it's forgot. I'm going to go Bob Melvin. Because he's still got to manage those high-priced, high-leverage, high-volatility players. So I'm going to go Bob Melvin on that one. So, hey, you know what, Dirtbags? Hey, send in your comments. Send in your thoughts on the season. Send in about the season, your excitement to us. Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Love to read it. And we are going to be right back here with Nolan's final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, give them your final thought.
Yeah, so this year, the Cincinnati Reds, two out of their four top players in terms of salary are not even on the team. Mike Moustak is at $22 million now playing for the Colorado Rockies. And Ken Griffey Jr. hasn't touched a baseball since 2010. That's crazy, man. That is crazy, right? That deferred money stuff, man, that's actually ridiculous, at the fact that he's getting paid that type of money, $3.5 million this year, to not play for the Cincinnati Reds in, what, 15 years? Since 2008. Like, that's just crazy.
And then you wonder why teams get in trouble, right? They look so good when they sign them to these deals, and it looks so innocent, but it's not. It's the same as the Mets paying Bobby Bonilla $1 million a year until, what, 2035 or something like that.
Yep.
It's just craziness. It's absolute craziness. So, but that's a great final thought. That's something that's really interesting, Dirt Nation. And, hey, you know what? I hope you enjoyed the show. Noel and I both cannot thank you enough for being a part of the nation. So, follow us on Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send in your comments to us. Send in your thoughts. If you have training inquiries, questions, anything, hitting, throwing, pitching, fielding, whatever they are, send them to us. We love communicating with all you dirtbags out there, wherever you are in the world. We live for it. We breathe it. You know I'm over here coaching in France or whatever, but I will make sure that I have time in my day to respond. And I know Nolan always does too as well. So send them in. If you've got topics that you want us to talk about on the show or whatever, send them in to us. But if you just want to talk in general, talk baseball, ask about it, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, send them to us for sure. Don't hesitate. Don't be nervous. Don't be scared. We're just a pair of baseball dudes that love talking baseball, but really, really want to turn you into a dirtbag on the field and off, because that's what it's all about. Living, breathing life and this amazing game of baseball every single day. So again, thank you to the guys over at Rip Grip Pro for being a part of the show. Thanks to the guys at the Rope Trainer for being a part of our nation. because that's what it's all about. If you have a product you want us to look at, or you're a product owner or whatever, you want us to talk about it, hey, get in contact with us again. You want to get merch, go over to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. It's all right there for you. So, but unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.